A diplomat. And what a diplomat is? A clever liar. Clever liar. They never have. They're always gray. They're the kind of people that move like flotsam and jetsam on the water. But they're not the movement. They are simply what floats on it. You have to understand. You ever get to talk to a master, and some of you do every time you see me, that I am never going to always answer your questions or do what you ask. And why wouldn't I answer all of your questions? You don't have the mind to understand the answer. You don't have what it takes to make it happen. Why should I help you? I know your intent before you even open your mouth. Being a master doesn't mean that you have to accompany someone and be diplomatic to them. Being a master says, I am here because I want to be here. And it doesn't mean that you have to beat around the bush and tell stories and fibs and all of that. You can enjoy perhaps the first and most meaningful conversation of your life when you tell the truth and you're honest in the moment. Being honest isn't brutal. It is a breath of fresh air. Don't ask someone how they feel if you don't want to hear the answer. Don't ask them how they feel. Don't say, I understand all along the way every time they open their mouth. Don't do that, because maybe you don't understand. Don't sympathize with thieves. Don't sympathize with dishonest people. Don't sympathize with victims who prey off of emotion. Why would you want to do that? Kindness is the hallmark of God. But to get down and to wallow in it is not what a master is. You learn the truth about someone, and that's what it must be. To delusionalize yourself is only to trap yourself in an emotional delusion, and that we do not want. We become great in this school for the sake of the world, but we must be that in spite of the world in order to arrive at that most prestigious of places, that rare academy and fraternity which only a few beings have ever been able to accomplish. You have the opportunity to do it today. But I tell you, it's so hard for you to tell the truth because most of you don't know what it is. You know why you don't know the truth? I'll tell you why you don't know the truth. You can't tell anyone the truth because you're emotionally addicted to redemption. How could you tell anyone the truth? How do you know? You haven't mastered your own redemption. How can you say to someone, I understand? You don't understand. Because you're in just as much a game as they are. You toy with the plat. You toy with the past. You set your hook in the waters of the past. You're there because you want to be. Don't tell anyone you understand. Because you don't know what the truth is. Because the truth is very freeing. And if you knew it, you wouldn't tarry where you're at. Nor would you tarry in your libelous meaning. The body will sue you for life. Your libelous injunction of truth in the place of emotional gratification. You know why? Because you want something from someone. What kind of conversation are you going to have if you don't feel pity and sympathy? And if they don't glorify you, aggrandize you? What kind of conversation do you want? Somebody to listen to you. What if you are What if you understood the truth and realized that no matter what I tell this person, they're never going to listen to me because all I'm giving them is temporary redemption, a rump the fix. And they're going to go back home and it's going to wear off and they're going to need it again to be relieved of what they themselves can't even begin to fathom is a truth that is closer than the air in their lungs. We are not without the faculty to master this world and the afterlife. It's just you're too damn lazy and you're afraid you're going to offend someone. And really, the person you're going to offend is you because you've never gotten to the truth of you. You have never been honest creatures. You have never simply done anything for the sake of truth. It's always had an ulterior motive behind it.